Hello, you are hearing Think Out of the Box with Nandini Arjunan, and this is Spotify's exclusive podcast. Hi, today we are going to see about what is meant by Scrum Master. So, Scrum Master is a facilitator who ensures that the Scrum team follows the process that they agreed to follow. A Scrum Master skillfully removes obstacles and distractions that may impede the team from meeting goals. So this individual is a liaison between the Scrum team and the people or teams outside the Scrum team. So according to 12th Annual State of Agile report, 56% of companies use Scrum as their agile methodologies. So as this number continues to grow and Agile gains more popularity, there is a high probability that the demand for Scrum Master will increase. So as a reminder, Scrum methodology is a subset of Agile software development, in which a development team sets the goals and to deliver a new software feature and functionality in well-defined and iterative cycles. Each iteration delivers a small but significant parts of the overall project every 2 or 4 weeks. So it seems that a project can deliver the deliverabilities within a month. So whether you are interested in becoming a Scrum Master or wanted to make sure that you are establishing best practices on your Scrum team, learn about these important Scrum Master skills and responsibilities associated with this job opportunity. So first, as a reminder, Scrum methodology is a subset of the Agile software development in which the development team sets goals. So a Scrum Master is a facilitator who ensures that the Scrum team follow the process and also they agree to follow. Also, the Scrum Master skillfully removes obstacles, and also if there is any distractions that may impede the team from meeting the goals, and also lies in between Scrum team and people or teams outside the Scrum team. So there are main responsibilities of Scrum Master, we could say. So despite having a word master in the title, the Scrum Master is not in charge of the project, or he is obviously not in charge of the development team, we could say. So instead, the Scrum Master works with the product owner, and also he'll be working with the Scrum team to refine and improve processes where it makes sense. So if suppose there is a possibility of improvising the processes, then obviously Scrum Master will be the responsible person who will improvise the processes where it is exactly making sense. A Scrum Master role can include, but not only limited to the responsibilities which we are going to see, but Scrum Master role is very precise role in Scrum team. So the first main role of Scrum Master would be coaching the team members. So the Scrum Master makes sure that team members are well trained, and also they must be understanding some agile processes. So the Scrum Master also ensures the team members know their respective goals and what is the role of them to achieve their goal, so that they have a sense of project ownership, and also the processes are followed or not, and also the teams are self-managed. So for all the aspects, Scrum Master should train the Scrum team in all the aspects wherever required to improvise the process or to make a team to self-organize themselves. And also, he is having a main responsibility of making daily Scrum or or stand-up call or meeting which lasts no longer than 15 minutes, and also give each team member the opportunity to answer all the questions. So what did you do yesterday, what did you do today, and what is the impeding your progress? All the questions will be asked in the daily stand-up meeting, and Scrum Master is the one person who will be driving this meeting. So team members may be asked to estimate how much time they'll need to complete the specific task. So the Scrum Master hosts this meeting and tracks team process and also notes any obstacles that may keep the team from completing the task. And also the Scrum Master makes sure that all the team members, including those who are working remotely, are able to attend and participate in daily Scrum meeting. You know, this daily Scrum meeting will be called as a stand-up meeting also in some projects. They also make sure that the meeting stays focused and ends on time. So the meeting time would be only for 15 minutes. So on daily basis, Scrum team members will connect 15 minutes and everyone provide their update, and also they'll be improvising themselves on daily basis, and if they face any issues or blockers, they'll be discussing in the same time. So the third main responsibilities of Scrum Master, we could say, is assisting the product owner with the product backlog. So the product owner is the person, one who is responsible for creating or maintaining the product backlog. So the product backlog is a list of work that the team needs to do. A Scrum Master helps the product owner to refine and maintain the product backlog, which will be using the information gathered from the daily stand-up meeting. And also, the product backlog is a live document, we could say, which will be having all the requirements of product vision and what is a product roadmap the Scrum team does have. All the things will be tracked through the product backlog. And also, the changes based on the current status and what is the development need for the specific requirement, everything will be maintained in product backlog. And also the Scrum Master can assist the product backlog by scheduling some meetings and writing some user stories. So you know, there are different kind of responsibilities Scrum Master do have. So one of the main responsibility for Scrum Master is to remove the blocker or remove the roadblocks. So to help the team stay focused on the task, what they need to focus upon, so that need to be done during each iteration, the Scrum Master looks for distractions and roadblocks that can impede the progress. So in all the aspects, the main and foremost important thing is to achieve the goal whichever has been committed. So for example, if the team members are being pulled into too many unimportant meetings, the Scrum Master can work with meeting organizer to determine who really needs to attend the meeting. Or if the team member is being pulled into too many directions and being assigned tasks on multiple teams, the Scrum Master can work with the product owner and other stakeholders to redistribute the workload with other team members. Otherwise, if needed, they can share some of the work to other team as well. So usually in a single project, there might be multiple teams involved. So if we are able to distribute the work among the projects, then it would be really great. But the initiative has to be coming from the Scrum Master. And also, the another responsibility of Scrum Master, we can say, is to teach Scrum practices and principles. You know, to ensure that work doesn't slow down, a key Scrum Master role is to act as a mentor. And also, he'll be acting as a teacher to smoothly onboard new employees and also new team members basically. So as a teacher, Scrum Master helps new team member to understand the scope and also the vision of the product, and also he'll be ensuring that team members understand Scrum theory, that they wanted to adhere to Scrum practice and rules. So Scrum Master teaches the team how to be self-organized and also how to stay focused on what they need. So today we have seen who is a Scrum Master and what is his main responsibilities in Scrum team. Thank you.